VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Leela. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, VoiceTubers? Leela here. Hey, when you're talking with your friends, do you ever notice how often, like, you or someone else will, break up their speech with these, you know, sounds or words that are kind of like placeholders? It's probably easier to notice when other people do it, especially if they use these sounds and words more often than you typically do. Does it mean that person is less intelligent if they speak like that? Are these kinds of sounds and words mistakes in our speech? Not necessarily. In fact, today's video makes a good case for the opposite side of the argument. Check out the video if you haven't already, and you'll see what I mean. In the meantime, let's get to the sentence of the day. Discourse markers direct the flow of conversation, and some studies suggest that conscientious speakers use more of these phrases to ensure everyone is being heard and understood. Here are some pronunciation tips to keep in mind while you're working on your sentence. First one, discourse. Let's break this word down just for a second. Discourse. Discourse. Let's break down this next word, conscientious. Conscientious. I know the spelling of this word looks confusing, but the sound is more like that SH sound. Conscientious. All right, here's the sentence of the day one more time, a little more slowly. Discourse markers direct the flow of conversation, and some studies suggest that conscientious speakers use more of these phrases to ensure everyone is being heard and understood. Let's check out some vocabulary words from that sentence. Number one. Conscientious. It's back. This adjective means putting a lot of effort into your work. For example, from working alongside Kim, I learned to write more carefully because she is super conscientious with her reports. Number two, discourse. This noun means communication in speech or writing. For example, I'm totally lost. The level of discourse in this science book is way over my head. Number three, marker. This noun means a sign that shows where something is. For example, the fishermen put out special buoys that are markers for where their nets are. Just a note about this word. This definition makes it sound like it's a real physical object that we can see and touch, like a sign on the road or a sign on your house. But in today's sentence of the day, we're using marker to talk about something that we cannot see or touch, the markers in our speech. You know, when I was growing up in America, all the kids used the word like as a placeholder. It was super common. And just like the video said, my peers and I probably said like at least 2 to 3 times per minute. It drove the adults around us nuts. I remember everyone getting on our case about it, from our teachers to our parents, or just random adults we'd run across at, like, the store or something.
It was like the smelliest thing ever.
Sarah, was it like the smelliest thing, or was it actually the smelliest thing?
Ugh. Whatever, Dad, you know what I mean.
As I got older, I became more conscientious with my speech, but of course I still use markers like these in daily speech, especially when casually chatting. I assumed it was just a holdover from growing up when I did, a sign of my generation, until I learned that Japanese people do this too by saying eto and ano. Ha! Take that, you stuffy adults from my childhood. So, hey, what's the version of or eto in your language? Let me know in the comments. And as always, hit that record button when you're ready with your sentence. Catch you next time.